Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Question of the day, as a CEO, how many business mistakes have you made? Well, you know, I can almost tell how many business mistakes people have made by how much profit they're making. Now, this is going to be counter to logic. Logic says if you've made a lot of mistakes, chances are you're not making any money. But when I look at the people that have become millionaires and the people that I work with that are the multimillionaires and the people that are on the way and they're the up-and-coming millionaires, and I talk to them and we talk about what they've done and what they've tried, you find that they make many mistakes along the way. They're not afraid to try things. They're not afraid to be out there. And when you try things and when you're out there, you're going to make a mistake. When don't you make a mistake? When you're very conservative, when you play everything close to the vest, when you don't take any chances at all. And when you don't take those chances, well, you're not going to grow your business. Now, being realistic, you can't make the big mistake, the big mistake that's going to cost you everything. Everything that you try, every new marketing materials that you try, every new sales pitch that you try, every new whatever it happens to be, you have to use a calculated thought process to make sure that you are minimizing your risk, that you're not going to risk everything. But you still have to be out there. You still have to be trying things all the time. And when you try things, some of them aren't going to work. So if I'm looking at someone who's not making a profit, chances are they don't have a vision. They're not thinking. They're not thinking big enough. They're not thinking about what the problems are. They're not trying things. They're just staying with what they're doing, and it's not working. When I'm looking at talking to someone who's making significant money, and I'm talking about significant money, and I say, tell me about what you've done that hasn't worked, we could spend a great deal of time on the telephone. They just make sure that they're never betting everything on any particular idea. But they understand and they know that everything is competitive today. Unless you have a patent or a proprietary software, something that no one can touch, you have competition. And if you're not being bold, if you're not being out there, if you're not absolutely creating new ideas, the competition is. So if you really want to make a profit, if you really want to succeed, do not be afraid to make mistakes. Try new things. Be outrageous sometimes. But always remember, whatever we're trying, make sure that we're not betting everything. And if that mistake doesn't work, we have a fallback position, and we just go on, and we create a new idea. And if you create a new idea, some of them won't work, but some of them will hit big. And you will be very successful and very profitable, and you will be very pleased with the operations and with the profits and your business life. People will look up to you. They'll say, how'd they do that? How did they become so successful? When they don't really know the key to success is vision, aggressiveness, and conservative at the same time, and not being afraid to make a mistake. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.